With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
In Massachusetts, if you could have fire coming out the back of your vehicle, it would get those people who are tailgating off your ass.
But, I love it.
You can only do it for like 30 seconds, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Cool. Wow.
Awesome.
That's amazing. All right. And how much, I mean, how much? Do you,
that one?
Yeah.
That one's like a quarter mil.
Holy bananas, Batman.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's an unbelievable.
I mean, it's the highest copy you can make.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
very excited.
You know, Kenny Wayne Shepherd is going to be here.
Awesome, man. I just saw his tour bus pull in.
Oh, okay. So yeah. The tour bus is here. He is also a car collector.
I heard.
He loves cars.
I heard domestic.
Yeah. So he
loves. Which
is
cool.
Yeah. And he's going to play live. So in a couple of hours at 9:00, Kenny Wayne Shepherd will be playing live here. Of course, before that, we're going to add another Miss Bocchini to the long history of this contest, Ernie. How long have we been doing this?
It's like 12 years.
Is it that long?
Yeah, wow. Maybe, yeah, 12 years.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Consistently.
Yeah. So we'll have Miss Bocchini, all of the contestants out here in about 20 minutes so that we can meet them, say hello, and see potentially who is going to walk away with the crown. Do you have the sash and the crown and everything?
Sash. Crown,
okay.
Scepter.
We have the scepter.
My.
Condom.
Are there official duties that come with being Miss Bocchini?
If you recall, there's a big list that they have to commit to before they actually get the crown.
Okay, all right. So we'll go over that later on. Yeah. All right. Well, breakfast is served. Get yourself some breakfast.
Great.
Where's Monkey? I need some bacon.
Oh, Monkey's running around here. He'll be happy to help.
Danielle, you want my special coffee?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thanks, Ernie. No, I meant a cappuccino.
Yeah.
Is that
not
code?
The other thing?
Is that code?
Yeah.
Ernie's gonna get naked again.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh, Ernie, there's a lot of foam on that one.
Hey, how about a round of applause for Ernie Bach Jr., our host?
Yay!
There he is. All right. A texter says, Shu sounds more excited about the Batmobile than Stan. We can hear you on the radio. So when you're going,
thank you, Ernie.
Some of the microphone is on. You
thanks,
moron.
Ernie. Thank you, Ernie.
That's a great impression.
Thank you, Ernie. Yo.
Hey, Ernie,
yo.
Hey, you need an Uber?
Yo, thank you, Ernie.
Hey.
Anyway, texter says you sound more excited about the Batmobile than if every Miss Bocchini pageant contestant had jumped into the pool nude. Right,
oh, is this a bikini contest? I totally forgot when he was telling me about that. Oh, my God. The fire comes out the back.
fire comes out the back of LB occasionally, too.
Yeah, like you don't beef.
Oh, I do after hot wings. Yeah. Bring a fire guy. Right? Absolutely, all day long.
Come on, nothing better than
I'll cop to that.
It is 7:03.
Greg's going to die.
It's 7:03, and here's a text, a 774 text, which is an obscure reference from Anchorman. We've been coming to the same party for the last 12 years. Is that pathetic? No.
No, but there's someone on this show that gets lost every single time.
Yeah, that's true. LB gets lost every year.
That
same place.
Crazy.
Yeah. Same place.
Yeah, same place. Same.
I can't
same
find
time.
The street.
Same party, same every year.
Mm-hmm. I have myself convinced that Sumner Street is off of another street, so I'm looking for the other street.
Every street, I think, is off another street.
Well, that's true. Yes, Danielle.
Good to know. Good to know.
In theory.
All right, the contestants are now heading into the dressing area.
I love this part.
To get themselves prepared for the contest. We're getting the contestants dressed up and ready to go. Okay, excellent.
Dressed down, Greg. Dressed down.
Right,
indeed.
Right.
How
right,
dare you?
Right. Are we doing, did we decide to do the yoga pants round this go? Mm-hmm. Okay. So the way we do this
is the athletic competition.
What's that?
That counts as the athletic
competition. Oh, yes, right. Yes, right.
It's athletic gear.
You don't actually have to be athletic. You just have to wear sportswear.
Right.
This is the, by the way, this is the only event in the United States that has not bowed to the pressure of the Me Too movement.
That's right.
We embrace the yoga pants and the bikinis.
This is America.
Yeah. all right. So contestants will participate in the yoga pants portion of the competition first. It's going to happen in about 20 minutes. I will go Instagram live for that. So you should follow me on Instagram right now. GregHill107 is how you would do that. Of course, maybe we could go Instagram live to the dressing room, but that's probably be an issue. All right, we won't do that. Here's a text that says Sesame Street isn't off another street; it's off the air. No, it's on the air.
No,
Sesame Street. Is,
get out of here with that nonsense.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I changed my my Waze voice prompts to Cookie Monster and then forgot about it. Yeah,
right,
you can do a Sesame Street thing. So it popped up as like, "Would you like to do this one day?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure, that sounds fun." And I don't have the directions turned on. I only have the alerts turned on.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm driving the other day, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, police ahead. C is for careful, but also for cookie. And I was listening to a podcast, and I was like, what the hell is that?
I would have known that.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
It was pretty funny, though. I have to do an Aunt Cat. I'm going to do an Aunt Kathy set of Waze prompts.
Here's my dip delivery.
Nice.
Thank you. All right. Nice work. Thank you.
We have the best listeners. Right. I'll tell you.
Yeah, we do.
We really do.
I mean, all you have to do is say you don't have any dip, and they show up with dip.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. It's a great country. All right. It is 7:06, and this is WAAF-FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI, HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX, HD2, Boston. And time for this.
And now, LB.
It don't matter. None of this matters.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
The WAAF Sports Minute is brought to you by my hair doctors, Dr. Matthew Lepresti, Dr. Robert Leonard. All you got to do, if you want your hair back, ladies and guys, call 1-800-GET-HAIR, change your lettuce. It'll change your life.
With the first pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson from Duke University.
Yeah, not a surprise.
No shock there.
Yeah, we've all known about Zion for a long, long time. I think he's a 7'2 freshman moving on to make big dough. Going to be one. Well, they say they're saying that he's going to be like the next Abdul Kareem Jabbar.
He is a rising sophomore, LB.
Sophomore?
Well,
I thought he was a freshman.
They call him a rising sophomore. And we have a rising producer over here. Who?
Hello?
Because of the Batmobile.
Yeah. It's still risen.
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was the pot.
The fire.
I think, by the way, LB, correction. I think you said Abdul Kareem Jabbar.
Or Kareem Abdul Jabbar.
Yes, I just want. I don't want that.
We know who he is.
Thing guy. Three names.
First of all, if you're any kind of a Celtics fan, who'd pronounce his name right?
Yeah.
The epic battles in the 80s and 90s.
Celtics made some good picks last night. I was watching a little bit of this at the casino.
Yeah, they took Indiana guard Romeo Langford, who's going to basically replace Kyrie's incredibly awesome shooting guard. And they took a big man out of Tennessee, power forward Grant Williams, as well. So Danny Ainge, you know, he's a mover and a shaker, and he's always pulling stuff off to make the team better. So they got two great players in the draft last night. The NHL draft begins tonight out in Vancouver, out west, and the Bees picked 30th overall after missing the Cup by 60 minutes to St. Louis in Game 7. So it's work time for Sweens and Cam, the GM and president of our Boston Bruins. And after the draft, it's unrestricted and restricted free agency. So Donnie Sweeney's not afraid to make moves, and he's always working hard to make our black and gold better. The Red Sox have the Jays in the first of three at Fenway. They're home for six, and then they go to London against the Yankees. The Sox are the home team, so it's a six-game homestand for the boys of summer. They've won, if I'm not mistaken, they've won six of seven. They're on fire right now. The bats are lighting it up. It's a 7:05 start tonight. Chris Sale is on the bump. Are the Tampa Bay Rays moving to Montreal, Hill Dog? They will split three games between Florida and Montreal at Olympic Stadium.
Huh.
And I got to believe because of the incredibly bad attendance in Tampa Bay.
They may go up there?
They may go to... well, they've been talking about trying to get a team back in Montreal for a couple of 3 years now.
Can I ask you something that came up, what you think about something that came up during the president's press conference yesterday? And that was, he was with the Prime Minister of Canada,
sure,
Pierre Trudeau. Is that his name?
No, Justin.
Justin,
his son.
And he was asked if he was going to honor the Toronto Raptors with a visit to the White House. Now, how do you feel about that? I mean, obviously you win, you get invited. The St. Louis Blues will be obviously invited. The Bruins won't. But do you think that a Canadian team should be invited to celebrate their championship at the White House, having beaten all the American teams?
Well, it's a U.S.-based league, so I would believe that they should do it.
They should do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of agree with LB.
Well, it's like anything. If they got paid in Canadian dollars, I'd say, okay, maybe don't have to go. But you get paid. They all get paid in U.S. dollars, so the deed.
I hope they lock everything up first. You can't trust those Canadians.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? That's, all right, LB, thank you.
Thank you, kid.
For those who are inquiring, at 7:11 this morning, Scott from Weymouth did indeed show up here. So we talked to him earlier. If you check out my Instagram, we went Instagram Live with Scott from Weymouth, and you can see what he looks like. We'll also share some photos on the various social media channels of the radio station, our Twitter feed at WAAF, our Instagram at WAAF Boston. Our vice president of social medias, Stanley Stizgrimy, is on that, right?
Yo.
So, yeah, photos of Scott from Weymouth. They're already up? Okay, they're already up. All right, we are bringing you today's show from the palatial estate of Ernie Bach Jr., and coming up next, we are going to meet the contestants who will vie for the honor of being Miss Bikini 2019. We'll be right back. Well, it's a Friday, and we are coming to you live from the beautiful palatial estate of Ernie Bach Jr. and the pool house, and we are about to meet the contestants for this year's Miss Bikini pageant. By the way, I have just gone Instagram live, and I might as well, if you want to follow me on Instagram so you can see the live, it's Greg Hill 107. I might as well say hello to our celebrity guest judge, Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid. You were here last year. I think that was the first time that we met you last year.
Yes.
And you're back. And what is your Naked and Afraid schedule? Are you you going back on or what?
I mean, anytime they want to send me back out, I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go. Okay. Yeah.
It's a fun payday.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for the bugs.
Yeah. For now, I'm just running around the woods naked at home.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. Nothing wrong with running around the woods naked. The woods at, you know, you're a New Hampshire gal. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have assembled a shoe. You're blocking the contestants.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't want to see me?
No, I don't want to see you. All right. We have assembled our contestants. By the way, a texter says, this time last week, Greg was getting his back waxed. Why would you bring that up? That's the pain.
Damn it. Did you do a touch-up for the event?
Yeah. This is such a better view.
It is, really. It is. I know. This Instagram Live is so much better than last go-around. All right. So all the contestants are here. And we're going to bring them over one by one and meet them. I probably should stand up so you don't get, like, the text machine and all the... Hold on a second.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
I don't want to get...
I meant to bring a tripod for your phone this year, and I forgot. Damn it.
Oh, I thought that was your nickname for me. All right. Let's meet our contestants one by one. What, you want to hold... Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
No, I don't want to hold
good,
it.
Good. Okay, so Instagram Live, Greg Hill 107. And let's go ahead. Now I should sit down because it's kind of creepy that I'm standing up, I feel like.
Well, people might see that you're aroused.
Right. Probably not.
Watch your boner on the table.
Hi.
Are you able to... You're going to kind of have to talk to... You know what? I'll take it back because it's going to be weird for them. No. The most important thing is that I get our listeners to see our contestants. That's my one function. What is your name?
Francesca.
Francesca, and where are you from?
I'm from Walpole, Mass.
And what do you do?
I'm an entrepreneur, and I have my own cooking business.
Oh, an entrepreneur. Do you ever come over and cook in yoga pants like the ones that you are wearing right now?
I usually do wear yoga pants for everything.
So why not? Yogas all day, every day.
All day, every day.
All day, every day, the yogas.
Yep.
Have you ever been in a bikini pageant before?
Not like this, but I used to do fitness competitions.
What do you mean? Not as creepy as this one? You mean like what do you mean by not like this? Like
it was more fitness-based, so it
okay.
was displaying like muscles.
All right.
I guess. Yeah.
Well, maybe you could do a little twirl for the Instagram viewers.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Excellent. How about a round of applause for Francesca? Yes.
Yay.
All right. That is contestant number one here at the pool.
Can we do burpees later?
you've been burping since you arrived, and it smells like Jack. All right. What is your name?
My name is Lucia.
Lucia.
Yes.
And where do you come from?
I'm from Argentina.
Oh, my Lord. You didn't come over here for the contest.
Yeah.
Oh,
not,
you didn't?
Not for the contest, but I'm here because I'm training.
You're training?
Yes.
Are you looking to marry an American so you can get citizenship, asking for a friend? What do you... So you do physical... You're like a trainer or like...
Yeah,
what?
I do CrossFit.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, we have a real issue. My Instagram Live just paused due to a poor connection. All right, we're back. You're 20. Have you
yes.
ever done a Miss Bikini
no.
or any kind of bikini pageant?
No, ever.
No. And what part of Argentina are you from?
I'm from Mendoza.
Okay, and Argentina known for the beef, right? The cows. What else is Argentina?
Yes, we have the best beef. We have really nice mountains, wines. In my city, it's like the city of the wine.
Yeah.
So we have that.
Oh, fantastic.
I just melted.
Well, I got a real issue.
Can I be 21 again?
No. I think I need to get on the Wi-Fi here. Cause
yeah.
Is that my problem?
Yes.
All right. Hold on one second. Lucia,
yes.
Very nice to meet you. Round of applause for
Thank
Lucia,
you.
Please.
Ooh.
Hold on. Give me a minute to get on the freaking...
Give him a minute to get it up.
What is the... are you allowed to tell me what the Wi-Fi... Hold on a moment. Hold your horses.
Somebody's got family in the house.
Is that the Wi-Fi right there?
I can't believe we have a house full of babes. You're worried about Wi-Fi.
Well, it's because of the listeners. My job is to deliver a video to said listeners.
Uh-huh.
That's what my only function today. And so that's why... All right, I'm going to go back here. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
What is your name?
My name is Madison.
Madison, where do you come from?
I am from a small town in southern New Hampshire called Wilton.
All right, excellent.
Oh, and near me.
Is that near you, Kayla?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
And what do you do?
I attend University of New Hampshire and I study nutrition.
Oh.
But right now I'm working on modeling and acting.
Modeling and acting.
Yes.
What type of acting? You're not doing those stepmother videos that Danielle always talks about, are you?
No,
okay,
no.
Okay, all right, good. And nutritionally,
yes.
What do you make of the breakfast this morning? The lobster, asparagus,
omelet? I think there's a good balance of everything that you need for a healthy breakfast.
Okay. I had 4 slices of bacon. Is that balanced or is that
If that's all you ate, I mean, that's not too bad.
Yeah. All right. And who makes the yogas that you have chosen for the yoga pants portion of the competition?
I think it's Aeropostale.
All right. Well, give us a little twirl. Give the viewers at home a little twirl. All right.
Hello.
How about a round of applause for Madison? Excellent. This is the Miss Bikini Pageant 2019. We are broadcasting from the grand estate of the benefactor of this show, Ernie Bach Jr. Hope everybody has had the chance to meet Scott from Weymouth. He actually showed up this morning and he's here. Do we want to give Scott a round of applause? No. Okay. But he showed up. And here is our next contestant. You're listening to the yoga pants portion of the competition. See, this Instagram Live keeps pausing. I don't know why. And my hand hurts from holding it up. Stan, you want to take over holding
that
up?
That's what she said.
Can you come back here or something like that so that you get the right angle? All right, what is your name?
My name is Eunice.
Eunice. And where are you from, Eunice?
I'm originally from Mexico.
From Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of foreign contestants in the competition. I like it.
Y me encanta.
And what is it that you do?
I'm a local interpreter, Spanish interpreter for courthouses.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
We should have a hot smoke interpreter on the show every day on Instagram for the
anytime
for the Spanish listeners. So, like, if I were to say something, you would immediately interpret that.
Yes, correct.
So if I were to say, and let's do it like we're doing it in a press conference or something.
Sounds good.
So if I were to say, I would like to announce.
Me gustaría anunciar.
That here at the estate of
en
Ernie,
este
Bach,
lugar, en el escenario,
Ernie Bach Jr.,
en el lugar de Eddie,
the breakfast
el desayuno
is reserved for
está
the
reservado
for the host of the show and not for the listeners. Is that
para
is that,
okay. el que presenta el show y no para los invitados?
Oh, pretty good.
Well, that,
not bad.
That's much better right. than the big poppy and. Lady that huh? just was awful.
She was tough to listen to. I gotcha.
She
I'm
was
with you.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Doing what?
Your videos paused. The prosecutors. Everybody's right hand saying
it's not. It paused
live.
For a minute. I'm back live again. Okay. Oh yeah, paused for a minute.
I am also Stan's tweeting individual photos of the contestants on my account because I know a lot of people say, "Oh, put some stuff on Twitter. Put some stuff on Twitter." So
right.
at Danielle Murr is where you can find me.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Round of applause for Eunice. Eunice. Let's meet our next contestant. We are live, right? I see people texting in, but I think it's a delayed text, Kayla. Kayla, what do you think of the contestants so far?
Oh, I like the one that talked about beef.
About beef, yeah.
Yeah, she was my favorite.
That is Kayla, Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid, our celebrity judge today. And our other celebrity judge, Natalie, was unable to get her.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flight out because of the fog here in Boston. She tried all night, and so she's not going to be here, unfortunately. All right, what is your name?
Hi, good morning. My name is Catherine Martinez.
Catherine, where are you from?
I'm from Worcester, but I'm Puerto Rican.
You're Puerto Rican?
Yes.
And what do you do?
I'm a health benefit advisor, but I also do modeling part-time.
Excellent. Have you been in a bikini pageant before?
Nope, first time for
really?
Me.
First one?
Yep.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah. And how tall are you? What are you?
I'm 5'5".
5'5".
My heels make me 5'8".
Okay. And what exactly, when it comes to the yoga pants that you have chosen, because obviously this is an important part of the competition.
Right.
How do you pick your yogas?
What
is it about the yoga pants that you chose today?
They're my favorite yoga pants. They don't have a brand. They just fit nice, and it makes me feel and look good.
Ah, excellent. Okay. Well, I feel like you're going to do very, very well. Round of applause for Catherine. Spin for the IG. Stan, what are you doing? All right. Hold on a freaking second. Oh, my God. The Instagram Live thing is so hard, but I know it's so important.
It is.
I think it was probably the fact that I wasn't on the Wi-Fi, but I am on the Wi-Fi right now, I believe. So I am back up on Instagram Live. Greg Hill 107 is how you would follow me on Instagram Live, and it is 7:31, and we are going to meet our next contestant.
Hi guys.
What is your name?
Krista.
Krista, where do you come from?
I'm from Fitchburg, Mass, but I live in Hampton Beach now.
Hampton Beach.
Love that place.
LB had some of his greatest moments in life during the 80s at Hampton Beach.
Yes.
I'm sure a lot of people did.
Arrested and locked up with Moose Keeney for two guys riding a scooter.
How old are you?
What?
How old are you?
31.
Ooh, yeah, that's all right.
You look 21, babe.
I noticed you got your belly button pierced.
Yep.
And what exactly do you do? Did you tell us what you do?
I model right now, and I'm also in school.
Like legit model or Facebook model or Instagram model? Like what? What's like what?
Well, I did like Playboy Plus.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Hey, Harry.
Two magazines.
How was? Did you go full nude for Playboy Plus?
I did.
You did? Was it weird?
Was it weird?
Yeah. Like, was it weird? No. Because he probably sent thousands of nudes anyway. I mean, that's what you kids are all about. It's like sending the nudes.
No, not usually. You have to pay for them.
Oh, yeah.
Smart girl.
Feisty little contestant we have here. Have you done a bikini contest?
No, never.
This is your first.
Yeah.
First time.
First timer.
Okay. You just do everything nude. Why wear a bikini?
I mean, you
can go nude.
All right. Well, how about giving a little spin for the Instagram? Oh my
Lord!
Hold on. Go back. Turn back around again. Wow! Holy smoking Toledo's! All right, that's Krista. Excellent.
Excellent.
Why are people saying my phone sucks ass? I can't.
It does. You know what it is? We run into this issue every year. It's always a problem with the Wi-Fi connection, whether it's ours or the one that's here. It's just it jumps signals. It's been a consistent thing.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, why don't Ernie should replace the Wi-Fi in this place.
What an asshole.
Why don't you get the best iPhone available?
I do have a good iPhone. It's not me. All right, let's meet our next contestant. What is your name?
Tracy.
And where are you from?
Westford.
And how old are you?
49.
Oh, my Lord. Listen, a lot of guys like the Cougars. And what do you do?
I'm a bartender. Chumsford Elks and the Cabaret on Route 1 in Peabody.
Oh, over at the Elks.
Oh, at the Cab. I got to come see you, Trace.
Representing.
Over at the Elks.
The Chumsford Elks. I'm also a member.
I like to
give back and help out. And
what is the most popular drink at the Elks?
I'm sorry?
The most popular drink at the Elks Club?
I mean, it's got to be like Ultra and Tito's and soda water.
Scotch and soda.
No, it's Tito's.
7 and 7. Do they still get the 7 and 7?
Yeah, 7 and 7's a big. Yeah, CC.
Yeah.
CC Club. Sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's give Tracy a nice round of applause. All right. More contestants are coming this way. Wow.
Good morning.
This woman has biceps like The Rock. I mean, my Lord. What is your name?
Lonnie.
And where are you from?
Northbridge.
And what do you do?
I'm a treasurer for a town.
You're a treasurer for a town. So you must go and collect the overdue taxes and beat the living you-know-what out of
them. They pay me.
I mean, do you do like bodybuilding competitions?
I do. I compete in competitions, yes.
Really?
Yes,
do you wrestle?
I do.
How old are you?
44.
And how long have you been doing the bodybuilding?
To compete, 5 years.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you.
We'll go to the. Let's hit the weights one afternoon.
I go
to the gym a lot. I work out a lot. We'll go.
We'll go.
He says he goes to the gym a lot.
Oh, yes, you do. And I saw your healthy breakfast that you ate too.
I'm allowed to have eggs and an omelet and a bacon in my own show.
You are.
All right. All right. How about a round of applause for Lonnie and other contestants? All right. I love getting advice from the IT experts who are listening to the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's coming in on the text line. Like this texter says, the Wi-Fi has too many users, so it's overloaded. Greg needs to have his own Wi-Fi. Ernie needs two Wi-Fis, one for guests, one for me.
We have ours with the station that only we're on, and it's still a thing.
All right. But we seem to be okay. Instagram Live, Greg Hill 107 is how you follow me on Instagram and join us. We are here at the pool house of Ernie Bach Jr. for this year's Miss Bikini Pageant. And we are meeting our next contestant. What is your name?
My name is Talene.
Talene.
Yes.
And where are you from?
I'm from Belmont.
From Belmont. Mm-hmm. Well, excuse me. How old are you?
I am 30, a little over 30.
Little over 30. And what is it that you do for a living?
I'm a personal trainer.
Personal trainer?
Yeah.
A very popular occupation these days.
I guess so.
What is your favorite exercise? Like, when it comes to Aerobic exercise. What do you recommend your clients
for
do?
Cardio or
yeah,
for strength?
Cardio.
I mean, I recommend mostly strength training. I would say like squats and hip thrusts.
You think I should give up?
Probably one of the best exercises.
Should I give up running? Give up the cardio and
no,
just get on?
No, definitely not. I mean, okay. Definitely incorporate that, but yeah. Strength training is also very important.
I see. All right. Yes.
The only time Greg does hip thrusts is when he's trying to get someone out of line at the buffet in front of him.
Oh, Danielle, stop it! Stop being jealous.
I know you've never been to
you're
a buffet.
So, you're so. They have a beautiful buffet at the new casino last night.
Oh, you heard?
I heard, yeah. I went by it.
Did you get a comp for that next time you come back?
With the amount of money I donated last night, I am never going to pay for anything at the Encore Casino ever again.
Preferred customer.
Oh, my God. I could not win a single hand of blackjack last night, probably because of the way I play. All right. Have you ever done a bikini contest before?
I compete in fitness competitions professionally.
All right. Well, this
so,
is not
a
this,
little different.
This is not professional.
No.
It's very unprofessional. All right. How about a round of applause for Talene? All right. And here comes our next contestant. What is your name?
My name's Kimberly.
Kimberly, where are you from?
I'm from Westfield, Mass.
Westfield?
Yeah, I woke up at 2 to come.
Did you win last year?
I got second last
okay,
year.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Oh.
She should have won.
Yes. That is dedication. Dedication to get up at
yeah.
2. And what do you do? Remind me.
I work full-time construction. I'm a mason.
Oh, my God.
That's hot.
So you know what?
I build chimneys for a living.
Oh.
There's a bunch of them in here right now.
Oh, no. So based on our contestants today...
Yep.
You can have a chimney built
yep.
by a smoke,
yep.
and then you can have your dinner prepared after
yep.
right. by,
yeah.
by another
yeah.
smoke.
And if you need help with, you know, maybe someone that's helping you with something, you can have an interpreter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, cool. yes.
And if
yes.
you have a bad back, you got a fitness trainer.
That's right. All right, how old are you?
I'm 22.
22, all right. Well, maybe give us a little spin for the Instagram Live. All right. See, people aren't commenting, Stan. That makes me think that we're not Instagram Live, but it says we're live.
Yeah. Maybe you're not getting the comments, but they're probably all going to come in like one big burp.
Yeah. All right. Kimberly, round of applause for Kimberly, please. Kimberly. All right. So those are the contestants. How many were there, Shu?
10. I have a little spreadsheet
oh,
going.
Thank God.
Oh, you have a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Oh,
I lost track.
Of course you do.
After 10 years, I finally learned.
Yeah. Kayla?
Yes.
Your thoughts? If you had to pick an early favorite or a couple early favorites?
Kimberly's my favorite. Yeah. I think she should have won last year.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What is it about her you like? You like the dumper?
Did you
or
see her butt?
Her butt.
It's amazing.
Her
curves
butt.
Are on point.
Yeah.
And she's a mason. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. All right.
I love
well,
that.
We have now met all of the contestants, and you will be able to see them on all of the radio station's social media. So make sure that you're following us on Twitter at WAAF, also on Facebook, facebook.com/WAAFrocks, and on Instagram at WAAF Boston. And at 8:15, we will get to the bikini portion of the competition so that we can crown Miss Bikini. A reminder that later on the show, Kenny Wayne Shepherd will join us live here. And Kenny Wayne Shepherd will play live at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
His tour bus is here.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very talented guy.
Super, super guitar player.
Yeah.
I'm very excited
yeah.
to see him up close
awesome.
Play live.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah, would you put him top 50?
Oh, easily.
Easily?
Top 50? Oh, easily.
Easy.
Maybe top 30.
Maybe top 30
You
got to
see him live, man.
Yeah.
He's pretty awesome.
Yeah. All right, good. Well... Kenny Wayne Shepherd playing live at 9, right after 9 this morning, as we bring you all of the excitement from the pool house of Ernie Bach Jr. It is this year's Miss Bikini Pageant. We'll be right back. Coming to you live from the palatial estate of the benefactor of this show, the longtime benefactor of this show, Ernie Bach Jr., it is our annual Miss Bikini Pageant. Let me paint the picture for you here. We're in Ernie's pool house. What do we got? A couple hundred?
Sure.
It's jammed in here.
A couple hundred listeners.
It
probably.
Is a great crowd in here right now.
And by the way, if you have a pool house...
Yeah.
and it's a nor'easter outside,
yeah.
and you can accommodate a couple hundred people,
yeah.
you know you're doing okay.
Not a bad day.
You know, it's
marble.
Yes, and it is marble. Yeah. Yes, marble.
I wonder what this whole place weighs.
It's French limestone.
Oh, it's
French.
Excuse me.
There we go.
Excuse me. Was it imported?
Who uses cheesy marble?
Marble's so passe.
Yeah. Ernie, how big is this pool house square?
The pool house itself, I think, is 6,000 square feet.
All right, 6,000 square feet.
That's 3 times the size of my house.
And by the way, there's a lot of people who will never live in a 6,000 square foot home. Never.
No.
Ernie, we discussed earlier this morning the Instagram live incident last night that you had.
Yes, yes.
We put up a poll, Stanley's poll this morning. And it's on our Twitter feed.
Okay.
And it is whether or not the listeners believe that you being naked on Instagram last night was intentional or accidental. And let's get an update from our Vice President of Social Medias, Stanley Stiz Grimey, the Donut Lassie. Yow.
Yow.
What do the listeners think currently?
That's right, Greg. We asked, was the nudity on Ernie Bach Jr.'s IG live last night intentional? And Hill Dog, we have never had this happen in the history of Stanley's poll, but right now, 100% of our listeners say yes, it was intentional.
Well, it was not. It was not. The big glass behind the kitchen at night looks like a mirror.
Ernie, I saw it. Nothing was big in it.
Aww.
I mean, no.
Guy.
There's
Mr. Jealousy again.
Mr. Confidence.
No disrespect, Ernie. Nothing was big.
No disrespect at all for that.
So 100%, 100% believe that you did that on purpose. So if you, Ernie did take it down, but what he did was last night he wanted to preview what the pool area looked like. And so he did an Instagram Live. And when he got to the window glass, it reflected the fact that he was nude walking around. But who wouldn't be nude walking around your own pool?
Right? It's not like he has neighbors that can see, like, you know, in the window.
Right. If you can't get nude in your own house,
what are you doing?
Where can you get nude?
The second I stopped it, the phone rang, and my son from Tokyo called me.
Yes.
He's 16, Alex, and he said, "What the F are you doing? I just saw your junk." And I said, "What?" And then I took it. After a few calls, I took it down.
You took it down.
Yeah.
Right. Well, if
you're, an accident.
It was an accident.
It was an accident.
Accidents happen.
It was total an accident.
All right. So Ernie challenged, because Ernie was a high school swimmer, Ernie challenged some listeners to swim against him today and maybe win $500 cash. And we're actually going to do a heat right now so that we can pick somebody who's going to move on to swim against you later. Yes, LB.
Can I say for safety reasons?
Yes.
They're starting at the wrong end because they're going to dive into the pool. They should dive over the steps. You're not going to be able to swim into the steps in the shallow end.
Okay, that's a very good point, LB, but this is the shallow end. You can't dive into the shallow end.
Yeah.
Sounds like you already did.
Safety advice.
That's what happened, LB. He did that. That's why you're proving
yourself to be a rookie, Ernie. You speed dive. You don't even break the water.
It is true. It is true. You can dive in 4 inches and stuff, but we want to...
Yeah, we don't want that.
But you can also, if you see the steps...
Cannonball to start the swim race.
No, but if you see the steps, you can easily swim over the steps.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, okay. I mean, you know.
It's your pool house, big dog.
I was going to say, LB, when you do this competition at your French limestone 6,000 square foot pool house, you do it the way you want to do it. All right.
I swam for my state.
For what?
I swam for Saskatchewan.
You mean your territory. It's a territory.
It's a province.
Yeah.
But I say state because no one in America knows they're called provinces.
Well, I do.
Okay, name the Western...
Manitoba. Oh.
Okay, that's one.
Yeah. Suck it.
Okay.
All right, let's go down. Let's meet our contestants.
This is serious, Greg. I thought... I didn't think the competition would be like this.
Well, they're like elite athletes. I mean, you're going to cough. You're going to have to cough up the $500.
The one dude's got goggles, swimming goggles.
Oh, he does?
Goggles.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, they all do.
Hardo.
Yeah. Hardo, yep.
Hardo. Swim hardo. All right, Shu, let's interview the... It's all guys, right?
Oh, yeah, it's all guys.
Okay.
All right, what's your name, sir?
Eddie.
Where are you from, Eddie?
Needham.
All right, and what is your swimming experience?
I swim competitively from when I was very little all the way through college.
Oh, you're basically a fish, right?
More or less.
D1, D2, D3, what was it?
D1, D2, D3.
D1.
D1. D1 hardo.
Eddie's the favorite. Where?
Boston College.
Boston College.
I called in on
I thought D1 was Ernie's new nickname.
He's shredded, too.
Yeah, this guy's.
Hey, kid, I lived at Boston College. All right, who's next?
28B, baby.
All right, who's next?
Number two, what is your name, sir?
Jeremy.
And where are you from, Jeremy?
Swansea, Mass.
And what is your swimming experience?
I've been swimming for 3 years.
Oh, 3 years?
Yes, that's what we want to hear.
At my aunt's pool.
All right.
I'm not worried.
Okay.
Now, how does this work? Is it like Mark set or something?
Yeah,
like
that? Ernie's going to give the signal.
I'm going to give the start.
All right.
It's going to be swimmers take your mark. 1, 2, 3, go. And I'll do that very loud.
Okay. Here we go. Heat number one.
We ready?
Yeah.
Swimmers, take your mark. 1, 2, 3, go.
All right. It looks like the D1 swimmer has about a body length.
Oh, man.
The guy from Boston College. And the guy from Boston College is our winner. Give him a round of applause.
Yeah.
Smoked him.
Wow.
Smoked him.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
That's D1 form there. D1 form right there.
It just took
him Eagles.
Three strokes to get across the pool.
He did the official. He did the official turn and everything.
Wow.
Wow, that guy's good. Are we doing another heat?
You want to do another one?
Yeah, let's do.
All right,
one.
Let's get our next two swimmers up here.
All right, another heat.
What is your name, sir?
Brendan.
And where are you from?
Needham. I'm Eddie's brother.
Oh, you're his brother. Okay. So this is a fine family tradition of swimming.
Yes, I swam up until club level in college.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so we got another fish. And okay. What's your name, sir?
My name's Lee.
Lee, where are you from?
From Providence, Mike.
Okay, and what is your swimming experience?
I've been swimming all year since January, doing some cold water training, and also swimming for the Navy SEALs next month up in New Hampshire to raise some money for those guys.
He's from Providence, so his swimming experience was when he was dumped off of a boat for ratting. And then he swam back.
Yes, but he was good enough to get the cinder block off his ankle.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
all right. We got one more. This is going to be a three-person. What's your name, sir?
Jim.
And where are you from, Jim?
Palmer, Mass.
Palmer. All right. 413. And what's your swimming experience?
Oh, I made it to the fallopian tubes first, so I've been winning my whole life.
Hey, save the bad jokes for LB, will you, guy?
All right.
Okay.
So we got three swimmers in this heat.
Okay. Right. Stay in your lanes. Stay in your lanes. Ready? Swimmers, take your mark. Almost a false start there.
Guy almost came to the party early over there.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Swimmers, take your mark. 1, 2, 3, go.
That guy cheated. He's not going to win anyway.
Yeah. Not even close.
Look at this guy.
All right.
The brothers, tandem, the brothers.
It's looking much better for me.
Yeah. All right. Looks like the brother is going to. Is that the brother?
Yes.
Yeah, the brother.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Round of applause. All right.
Wow. So we got brother against brother for the
brother
next heat.
Yeah, brother on brother heats. All right. Good stuff. All right, Ernie. That's the competition.
Yes.
So coming up around 8:45 or so, Ernie will get in the pool, and Ernie will be able to hopefully
win.
Save his $500 if he can beat those contestants. All right. It is 7:59, and this is WAAF-FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. And we are coming to you from the palatial estate of Ernie Bach Jr., the longtime benefactor of this show. It is most likely our 10th or 11th or 12th annual Miss Bikini Pageants. Coming up in about 10 minutes after Hill Mail, we're going to get the contestants out here in their bikinis, and I will go Facebook Live for that if the Wi-Fi allows it. We won't allow Ernie to get near the Instagram Live when I go. Did I say Facebook Live? I'm going to go Instagram Live.
We know what you meant. You don't do the book of face. You're like Belichick.
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.